Let me look at my phone. It's 5:17 on my phone.
5:17.
Okay. I would like to call this meeting order at 5:17. Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item B, adoption of the agenda.
I'd like to move to adopt the agenda for the meeting of June 14th.
Second the motion.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. There's no public.
Call to the public, not all at once, please. Take your time. Please stand up. Okay. Approval of the minutes. Item A, consent agenda. Approval of the minutes for meeting May 11th.
I have no changes.
Me neither. Mr. Olmos, any changes?
Oh, it was May 12th.
I have nothing.
Michael.
It was May 12th?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Wednesday, May 12th.
Oh, okay.
I went by the Tuesday date, and that was wrong. So.
Okay. Item B, presentation of the May financial report. And C, approval of the May vouchers.
Right. Yes, if you look at the monthly voucher sheet, the only large one is there is the first voucher, 2240. That encompasses the third quarter payment for Bisbee tuition. And the rest are just normal bills, trying to get everything closed out for the year. On the payroll side, it's dwindling down a little bit because there's nobody here working. Those are still the teacher contracts, but the classified are working less hours, so that's why that's gone down a little bit. And the same thing with the second amount on the payroll. Other than that, everything is pretty normal. I mean, we're just paying extra on some supplies and items that we're ordering that they are for next year, a lot of them, but we're trying to spend most of the money that we can this year.
That's that aggregate cap limit.
Because we start the new year July 1st, right?
July 1st. So that's why we're trying to get everything done before July 1st, because anything we spend this year doesn't count against next year's cap limit.
Okay.
So it's the idea that we'll overspend now on all of our supplies and everything, and then as we move forward, our supplies purchasing go way down after July 1.
I'm okay with the rest of the year.
I wonder what Bisbee would do without us, really.
Oh,
I mean,
and I know we don't pay it, like you said, we get it, you know, we
right.
get it from the state,
right.
and then
yeah.
we, it's just like, we turn around with it and hand
it
off.
A flow through.
But still,
we never
just
used to pay
that
it.
Number,
we never paid
it drives me, it, I mean,
well,
seeing that number is just crazy.
The hardest part is it shows up on our, on the tax statements
mm-hmm.
at NACO school.
Right.
Yeah.
But the good news is that our estimated cost for next year dropped.
Oh, about $300,000.
Really?
Because of attendance or what?
Just, I don't know.
To the Bisbee school?
I think there were some things, but I can tell you, I can fill you in later about that.
Okay, all right.
But yeah, there were some things that have happened. They've had some personnel and people leaving. And
I told you that one time they found a $200,000 mistake they charged us over on that. Cindy Pauley and I had to look at things.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Item B, approval of the minutes from the NACO Junior High Helping Hands meeting date.
Did you have that in there? I thought they had that one where they made one motion that they wanted to make sure that the money.
I don't
stayed.
Have anything. I don't think. From
no,
no I'm just going off of memory what it said, but I didn't have. I thought they were in your room because we looked at them in your room. You showed me that one. It was a one, basically just a one item thing, and the only kids assigned it were eighth graders. But
right.
the statement that they made was they wanted to leave the money in the account because the teacher who was in charge of that help helped them craft the message, because when Ms. Thomas leaves, they don't want, they're pretty sure nobody will be able to do the job.
Oh. Huh.
So do we have anybody that will take?
We've had somebody interested. It's got to be somebody that works with those kids. It can't just be
some random
elementary teacher that doesn't know any of the kids. That's not.
So you're going to wait till we get through the summer a little bit?
Yeah, we're not going to. I think we'll come back in the fall and we can fill that. It's got to be somebody that's willing to have a meeting after school, and you know, they have to be a little flexible with the kids that are in activities and sports
and want to.
Can a para be in charge of that?
A para could be. The biggest thing is that they need to know all the kids, and they need to be a little flexible with when they run it. But yeah, it would just be like a coach. I mean, a coach could be anybody. It's just you know, it's more beneficial, especially with this, if you know who the kids are a little bit. Mm-hmm. So somebody that's maybe been a para for 5-6 years and knows all the kids that have gone through and they're in the junior high now, that would work.
And has an interest in it.
You know, but like somebody that's brand new or a new teacher that doesn't know those kids probably wouldn't be as effective, you know, and doesn't really know anything about the community or any of that. So, you know, it'll be a bit of a growing, but we'll be able to keep that. We still have, I want to say, about $1,100, $1,200, $1,000, mm-hmm. somewhere between $1,000 and $1,150 or something in there that's sitting in that account. So we have that. That was all came from the student council money.
Mm-hmm. They're going to let it ride. They're going to let it ride, huh?
Yeah. So that it's all sitting there. And then whoever is in charge of it will, you know, they'll have to elect new officers and all that for next year, and it'll work out then.
Item E, approve the termination of Dolores Munoz for job abandonment.
Yes. Ms. Munoz was here. Some things happened in the kitchen and outside of the kitchen, and she got upset. We had a health department person here, and they, you know, wrote us up for something, and she happened to be the person, or the reason we were written up. She got very angry and mad, and there was another thing going with one of our hiring positions, and we didn't hire the person that she felt we should have, so all of a sudden she just decided not to show up, didn't call, nothing.
How long was she with us, though?
She's been here since before I came.
So a year before.
So
that.
So probably 3.5 years. She just worked. She was a part-time worker. You know, right now she was working about 3 hours a day, and we had the same situation in the fall in that letter, that we had gotten her some extra hours. Very hard worker when she, you know, wanted to work. And we had gotten her some extra hours working with the custodians, and then she got into an argument with the head custodian and said things that shouldn't have been said, and so she decided she didn't want to do that. And so it just kind of came down to the fact that she just didn't get a hold of us, so finally I asked Miss Elias to reach out to her after on the third day to make sure she was okay, and she just said, so I suppose you fired me and blah, 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 because she wanted unemployment. And I said, no, we're not. We're not firing you. That's not what we're making sure you're okay. And I'm not coming into work. So
is she from this community?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then just chose not to come back. Mm-hmm. So, okay. The attorney said I gave her everything. She just made it look pretty. And then we put everything together. We mailed a letter to her so she knew that it would be taken up at the board meeting tonight. And
she received it, you believe?
Yes,
she registered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you send it certified?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. So anytime we do this, we send anything like that certified, so we know.
Okay.
And then, so it was kind of like her choice to leave, which is too bad because she really was a good worker. But you know, you can't just decide when to work. You can't just say whatever you want to your bosses. You know, you have to.
Or your fellow employees.
We all have bad days. You know what I mean? So. Mm-hmm. But even on a bad day, you still gotta work and be respectful. So.
Oh yeah.
Anyway.
Does she ever come back and?
Scared me.
like give an explanation or an apology or something?
No, actually, we exchanged a few different text messages through Miss Elias because she wouldn't answer me. And she just said, go ahead and fire me. Go ahead and fire me. I've got an attorney, and we're going to get unemployment and whatever. So that was all she wanted.
Unemployment's not that good anyways right now.
Well, when you're only working 3 hours a day, yeah, I don't know what it would even be. I mean, but
not much.
It was turned down for job abandonment in Arizona.
But that's if you don't show up, it is
no
abandoned.
Show.
It's no call, no show. Especially the 3 days.
It's 3 days, and actually we had contact 3 times in 30 days.
Mm-hmm. Now, if she's saying, go ahead and terminate me, wouldn't that be considered, I don't know if you talk with this with the lawyer, but wouldn't that be considered the same thing as her resigning?
Yeah, except that when she said that, she said, I'll be claiming unemployment. So
technically she's resigning and we're not terminating her.
Yeah, the attorney said she abandoned her job. So we're just terminating the fact that we are not offering her another contract. That's what the attorney recommended we do.
But is she able to apply for unemployment?
She can apply.
Anybody can apply.
can apply, but abandonment itself for sure you won't get it.
Because that was a voluntary
thing. Notice and send it back to DES.
Yeah.
And that's why we have everything worded the way we do.
Abandonment is like a definitely. The abandonment right away, they see it as a no.
You weren't fired. You didn't show up your job.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's a right to work state. So
you had it's like you had a choice to go
right.
to work and mm-hmm. not. So you made your choice of not going to work when you had it available
for you.
You
didn't show up. Yeah. So. Makes sense.
Okay. Good. Item F, approval, the disposable. Of what?
The disposal of surplus supplies
and
furniture we had.
Oh, okay.
How'd they get ruined?
Just
the rain?
Over the years broken. The
oh, I thought you meant that something like
no,
this.
No, it was, I mean, some of it was in those Conexes out there. Some of it was just stuff that, I mean, Miss Thomas had a teacher's desk that she had four legs just sitting under. They were not attached to the desk.
They were just like
they were, and,
the
and
was
had anybody,
on top of it.
Yeah,
don't touch
you hit it the wrong way, boom, and it would have been the computer and everything. I didn't know that. I just found that out this year when we went to move it.
That's a liability.
So yeah, so I mean, you know, that was one of the things we got rid of. But I mean, we had some tables where the spindles or legs were broken, and you really just can't. I mean, if you're really good, but the tables look, you know, and so we just.
Sayonara.
Because we had enough, yeah.
Okay.
So it was the same old thing. We had one now, and we'll probably have mm-hmm. another thing as we finish with all the rooms. Now we think we finished our last classroom. We have the gym left, mm-hmm. the library or the cafeteria, and the hallway in the elementary K-2 area. Everything is done as far as the floors. We are
nice.
Done.
Really?
Yeah. So it's.
And you're coming back to this room for the science.
Science
right?
And English is going to be right here.
Oh, that's great. Right. Where's Miss Franco going?
Miss Franco is going to be teaching middle school English.
Oh, no.
So.
She's not going to get her own classroom.
She's got her own classroom.
Like the fifth graders or the
fifth graders
what is it?
Will be over in what we had as the ELL room right next to special ed. So in that same area as third and fourth grade. So we have third, fourth, and fifth in one area. And K-1 and 2 in the other area over there. So we'll actually have all of our elementary in that whole building. So the
I'm glad to see that being a science room again.
Yeah, I am too.
Yeah.
It's yeah. Well, it's got everything. So now we just got to fix the plugs and everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, but having everything done, I think by the time Armando retires on the 30th of June and the kids are done working, we should have everything done. We are cleaning the bleachers. And then we're going to paint the floors and the bleachers. We've got some of that gray paint.
Did you get this stuff that
in
has
the garage? Mm-hmm. I can't think of what it is.
Did you get this stuff that has some grit in it?
Well, we did not get the sprinkled stuff.
Right.
Well,
got
I can't remember what
paint.
It is. What is. It's not enamel.
I don't think you want that because if
right.
they get stuck on the tennis shoes and then they walk on the floor of the gym, that
well,
would
Well, the sprinkles were black and gray and blue. Hmm. It's the only sprinkle colors they had. So I didn't want sprinkles, so I just got epoxy. I got gray epoxy. Yeah. And then I told Mr. Vasquez, if he wants, we can go get epoxy sealer, because they have a one-coat sealer also. And
would
when
that
you
make
just,
it just last
when
longer?
You just get the epoxy, it's only $40 a gallon. But if you buy the floor mixture for 2.5 gallons, it's $150.
Wow.
And then you get the little packet of color.
But it does last a little bit longer?
Oh, yeah, the epoxy lasts longer. But our problem is really that doggone mulberry tree out there. So we're going to try to trim it a little bit.
Does it have water on it? Does it get water?
Well, it gets water because things around it are watered. And yeah, it's a low area, so when water comes off the roof and mm-hmm. the gym and everything, it comes to that area.
If it doesn't get water, you won't have that purple mess, you know, going on.
Yeah, because happens is when those things fall and the kids walk on them, and then they bring that into the gym, and then it goes into the stands, and you cannot get it.
It's a stain.
Mr. Vasquez and I were down there one day for over an hour scrubbing an area less than from me to Donna, and we just could not get the berries out. That's when we decided to go get the epoxy. Now we're just cleaning the whole bleachers, getting the gum and candy off of it, and then we'll paint it all again. And then if we need to put that clear coat on, we will. So trying to make them look new, even though there's a few chunks of the things that are broken. And we had to order 3 new motors, because all 3 of the motors are burned out on it now. I didn't even know there were 3 motors under there. When I came, they told me one of the motors was acting up and one was good. When we got under there were 3 motors. So
I really miss our wood ones, don't you?
I do.
The wood ones.
I wish we had the wood ones, because
they are great.
Come in and out very
And they didn't come out in the middle of the floor.
Those are the ones that you pulled out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You pull, you lift up on it, it releases, and then the wheels go down, and then you just pull them out on the wheels. That was nicer. We did find the motors. Mr. Vasquez and Victor are going to work on replacing the motors, and then we'll have to get an electrician in to run the electrical. They're pretty sure that they can do it. So hopefully we'll get that done. We'll get the floors and the bleachers done, and maybe even by next Wednesday, so that we can put all the bleachers in, and then when Mr. Suarez gets back from his vacation, we'll do the gym floor. That'll be about all we have left. Great. By then. We'll have part of the kitchen left and then everything will be done. So it'll be kind of nice. And then we've got our other projects. If you notice when you walked in, the office for the SRO and put trim around the window, and Mr. Vasquez is very good with that kind of stuff. So it looks pretty nice.
Nice.
So we're making some progress. Cool. Fairly quickly.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion to approve consent agenda.
Oh, we haven't done it.
Got
your mind.
I gave you 2 agendas, remember? A and
oh,
there
it is. Okay. Sorry.
That's all right.
That's okay.
We're not Item G, approval resignation of Hope
Geminder
as special education teacher.
So is this by her choice? I think she was happy as a teacher.
I don't know how much I can say if we're not in closed session.
Let's just say it's her choice.
I can say I got a phone call that she was offered another job, and if we didn't give a $10,000 raise, she was going to take it.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. How can you say that? There's other people that are above you and are not making that much.
Yeah. So anyway, it's sad
because if they're good persons, good teachers and stuff like that, and they're, you know, you think they're happy, you know, it's not like we're giving you gold or diamonds and stuff like that for you to stay, but we do try to make it the best we can.
Yeah, there are some different situations that go along with it.
And I thought she was happy here as well.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
We wish her well, though.
Yeah, okay, I will put that down.
Do you want me to make a motion?
Yes.
I'd like to move to approve the consent agenda from A to G.
Second.
Aye.
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 All right. All right. You want me to handle this one,
yes,
Mr. Romero? All right, so the first action item is just we had approved that we were going to hire the students, and we had another person that was going to work, and they chose not to, and that freed up another spot for us. So instead of hiring four, we hired five. We hired Daniel Estrada, Enrique Romo, Reina Almada, Jesus Ibarra, and Edgar Olivares. And like I already told you guys, we're way ahead of where we usually are, so which is really nice. As we get done, we're going back into the rooms and cleaning everything. Instead of cleaning everything and then doing the floors, we want to get the floors done first, and then we have the rest of, you know, the summer to finish stuff. So they've done a really nice job, and we divide them up between Reina, and Mr. Vasquez, Mr. Suarez, and sometimes Victor, when he goes down, he kind of knows where everything is in that one shed. So when we have to take all the science stuff out, Victor took kids with him, and they haul them. So we've tried to keep them busy and give them different things, trying to teach them some different skills. A couple of them have learned how to use the weed eater. One of them knows how to use the shampooer. A couple of them have been working with the floors, so they can get some different skills also.
That's good, yeah.
So I guess just to approve those names so that we have them in the minutes, because last time we just approved that we would go out and hire students.
I have no reservations about any of them.
I need to make a motion of the hiring of Daniela Estrada, Enrique Romero, Reina Almada, Jesus Ibarra, and Edgar Olivares.
Sorry, I didn't know your name. Second.
Aye.
All right. So on this next motion, I would, if you can use the paper that I gave you, and I gave you letters if you have questions about anybody instead of saying their names. So it would be like A1, B2, C3, D4, and E5. But this would be for the salaries for next school year for Cecilia Valenzuela, Donna Horton, Kristen King, Francesca Elias, and I guess that's it. I have Mr. Rodriguez in there, but you've already done that already, so we have taken care of that previously when we
and
hired
him. And he stayed the same, right, Mr. Rodriguez?
Mr. Rodriguez is at that amount that we had,
okay.
Yeah. So any questions on A1 there?
Well, I'm wondering, like, our food service gal, how long has she been here?
Go with the letter and the number. They know who the food service person is, so say the letter and number.
Okay.
A1, B2, C3, D4, E5.
Oh, see, I just referred to this.
Oh,
that's
I know.
On the five right, on the far right.
Okay, so E5.
So scratch that.
Yeah, okay. So E5... when you go to the amount of days in hours and you compare like salaries close by schools, we were up.
Okay.
So it's a smaller amount, but the other thing is Donna was filling in the budget for next year. It's just like, I need to find some more money so I can put some on these lines because everything's going up and the money we're probably going to get from the state's not going up very much.
Right.
So, you know, the salaries and things were just tried to keep in check. And
now, this is in reference to item B.
This is in reference to item B, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And so the only one that doesn't have a title is Kristen King.
She's the assistant business manager.
Okay. I just wasn't sure what her title was.
Yeah. Well, we kind of hired her as a kind of a little bit of everything.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but it just helps if you know.
She's able to answer the phone. She speaks just enough Spanish to be dangerous, and you know.
You know what? She, the other day when she was here in the meeting, she looked so familiar to me that I've seen her somewhere, and I cannot.
She used to work at the prison last meeting.
That's where I saw her at the prison.
Yeah.
No, just kidding. I know I've seen her somewhere, but I have no idea where.
I didn't meet her here, right?
She was sitting That was that a meeting you did? That may have been the meeting that you were gone.
Oh, maybe.
That might have been the
one. Because she was here. She was sitting right there. And, I mean, I was looking at her, and I was like, oh, my gosh, she looks... I mean, because I've seen her before.
Don't you hate that when you get
places? Yes, and never since I saw her, I was like, where have I seen her?
She reminds me of Cindy Brady.
Cindy Brady.
And you never placed it, though, where you met her.
No. I haven't been able to figure out where, because her face is so familiar, and it's like, I know I've seen her somewhere.
That kind of stuff drives me crazy.
I mean... it's been very good. We just got another air conditioner approved. We are working on, just so you guys know, she is really kind of the one doing it or heading it, but we're going to have FSB has told us to get an architect to come in and go through all of our buildings. They think we have more things that need to be done than just the two roofs.
Really?
We have some major issues with the other building over there.
We
have some mold and things here, but we have mold and other things that we found. We've got water coming in when it rains, and
I remember,
it hasn't even rained very much. Mm-hmm.
It hasn't rained, really.
No, that's what scares me. So we will be getting an architect. We'll be getting three bids. I actually talked to two architects at my meeting Sunday and Monday, so we're going to have three architects come in and look at what it would cost to do a complete synopsis of the whole campus.
Yeah.
And FSB believes, well, when I was explaining it to one of the architects and I showed him a few pictures that I happen to have on my phone, he just said, I'm going to be honest, it could be that the recommendation would be that you start that building all over again.
Really?
So.
Well, I think that, you know, it was a big... Do you remember whenever all this happened, whenever they got rid of our old school and they did this?
To be honest, no, I don't remember because I lived in Tucson at that time. And when I came back, literally it was tore down and then walls were up. I mean, anytime I came up, you know.
Well, you know, when it happened, nobody in the community was really aware that it was going to happen like that. And nobody really had any input on it. And then once they started on it, people were really disappointed. You know, and then after it was done, there was like grass growing out of the corners, and it was a mess.
I don't know.
And so we really, I just saying, I hope that we can really be transparent about it, that we can kind of not have input, but to make people kind of be on board with it.
Well, I think what you want to do, if FSB, if the architects come back and say you need to scrap that building, it's got to come down, and we got to redo it, or we have to figure out another place to build. And then, because for me, the hardest part would be where would you put all the kids for a year, because that's what it would take you to get pretty much a year to get that built.
And that's too far away from the rest of the building.
So, so I don't know, but I think what you do then is what you do when, like we did in Minnesota when I passed the bond referendum, and then we had a big committee and we talked about what do we need for our kids.
Right.
And so what do we want to have in this building that's going to house our K through 5 and our special ed and our cafeteria. And you let people have an idea or some input. And we may not have many that want to come and give input, because we've tried to get people to show up at meetings, you know, and it's not...
The only time they show up whenever it's going to be really exciting and ugly.
Yeah, or sometimes if you have food, but not even then.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah. But you guys used to get a lot of people. But I mean, now that it's calmed down, and
but it wasn't a good.
No, it was never good.
She's right. It was not good.
Because when I started, there was no people. It was just Miss Ma, and Julie. That was it.
And Julie was,
and then sometime Mrs. Oh my gosh, she just left.
Torres.
No.
Was it a teacher?
Or IT. Or computer.
Julie Morgan.
Yeah.
Right.
And then the one that lives across the street.
Oh, Jewel.
Jewel.
Jewel used to come because it was the three amigos.
And it was them. And then when things started bubbling and everything started off the roof, and I mean that room was ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But it was just because of what was going on.
I think we talked about that one about tacos that night.
It was not good.
Something's going on when you get a lot of people, because people just don't go to board meetings because they're going to be interesting.
That's
what we would want to do is open it up, and we would want to have one board member and probably have two or three different committees and have a board member on each committee. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the biggest thing is that you have people come in, you can maybe give a few ideas and throw it out there, and then just listen and let them give you ideas. And then you can take and you can sit down and, you know, as a committee, you can say, okay, these are all the ideas. What can we say are maybe our top two or three things that we want to look at, and, you know, kind of prioritizing that way. And then each committee can bring back information, and either the board member can be the spokesperson, or we could have somebody else mm-hmm. come and be the spokesperson and give that information and feedback.
Well, and personally, I just never thought the pods were very good security-wise, you know, if you got something bad going on in there. But I think that that's another thing we have to think of down the road is a security type.
Well, we actually, we didn't get to approve it because it wasn't a major purchase, but we actually bought two floor locks for each hallway that will lock the door, and they're metal lock under the floor and the door, and we got a bar that will wrap around those, and you can cinch it so that mm-hmm. it's tight. So if we actually had somebody come in the cafeteria, they'll both walkways could be locked. So that's all been ordered. Now we just have to break the cement and get it in mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff. But we did that. We also are looking in with that COPS grant at a push-button automatic lock for our main door and the one main cafeteria door. We'll probably just have those two doors open. Mm-hmm. We won't open both cafeteria doors. If we can get that, we would then have the ability to lock mm-hmm. either door. New cameras, a new phone system, and intercoms is what we're asking for with that.
Well, I've always wanted to have an intercom where you could communicate with every single room if there's something with a hoedown.
Right. You have to be able to.
Is hoedown a real word anymore?
Right now, we didn't even have a dial tone for 2 weeks on our phones. So
right.
It's been miserable. So okay, are there any other questions on any of those lettered numbered people? I'm sorry.
Not me.
No, I have nothing.
Okay.
I mean, everybody is. Is getting a raise, right? A little
yes.
more.
Yes.
And everybody is reasonable.
Yes.
Well, everybody's right. getting a raise, but us. That's funny, huh, Tim?
Yeah, you're not getting paid anything extra, Mr. Almos.
If we want a raise, we're gonna have to sit on the tables, not the chairs. I'm not going to say are they comfortable or they're okay, because a lot of us are never okay with our raises, but...
Gave out the contracts to everybody.
Yeah.
One person came back and asked me a question, and I explained it.
That was it?
We were fine.
Okay.
Anybody coming back to you?
You want me to move? Yeah. I'd like to make a motion to approve item B pertaining to the recommendations on salaries.
Second the motion?
Aye.
Okay. If you go to the other chart that I gave you, I have to have that with each person's name and how much each person received for the 301 plan. That's one of the things that the auditors ask for. So if you go to the back side where the teacher's name is off to the far right.
Okay.
Okay. And it will show you then a payout amount, and that payout amount, if you add $1,500 to, is what they qualified for.
So this amount plus $1,500.
That amount plus $1,500. We made a $1,500 payment in April, mm-hmm. and then we paid off the rest at the end of the year. So everybody made $1,500, one person exactly, and then the rest of the amounts there are over. And so you can see at the very bottom there was a total of what we paid out over the $1,500 per teacher.
The payout?
We paid out, yeah, okay. $44,909. So that's what they earned.
Okay.
The breakout that I gave you is a real condensed version of the spreadsheet that I have. The spreadsheet I have was 4 pages wide. And with each category and point total, and basically I was a scorekeeper all year long. So as they did things, but you can see, if you just even look under the heading that's brown, their parent communication log, you see some teachers, every month that they got at least 8 phone calls or emails or sent letters home, 4 of them had to be phone calls or personal contacts, talking to them in person. Okay, every month they did that, they got 2 points. So when you look at it, you see some teachers with as low as 4 and other teachers with 18. Because
right.
The maximum they could have got was 18. There were 9 different months that they could get points, and 2 points per month was 18. So when we talk about, and people say, well, you know, it's too difficult or whatever, to me, parent communication is the most basic thing you do as a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we had a lot of teachers in that 12, 14, 16, 18 range, but there were enough that chose not to do it. And so one of the things that I asked them to do is to make those parent contacts. So that's why we had that in there. We had staff meetings, you know, where they could get up to 10 points, and you, on the other side you can see what they got. Professional development, and then volunteer, and some other trainings, handing out the surveys to their students, academic growth for their students, their evaluation points. So all of that figures in. You come out, you take 5,200 is what they could have qualified for. You take the percentage they got out of 110 points, and then you get the percentage that they qualify for, subtract 1,500, and that's your payout. So.
I just noticed Tim's shirt.
Oh, my daughter's college. She played college.
Oh, okay, there,
so,
fine.
Yeah, I know. It's the right color. We're just a knock-off partner, but.
No doubt.
No
okay.
Such luck. Any questions on that at all?
No.
Okay. Oh, also, just so you know, if we become a C-rated school this year, every teacher will get a $1,000 bonus. We took that out of the 301 plan. So we have $21,000 sitting there. If we make it this year, every one of them, even those that retired, will get $1,000.
Wow, neat.
So
okay.
As an extra incentive to try
that
to get
been
us
quite a
over the
chore doing that one.
Nice. Okay.
So we are, that's item C. Are we ready?
I'd like to make a motion to approve the 301 plan payment amounts for the 301 PPP performance pay bonus for staff.
I'll second.
All
aye.
Seconds. Aye.
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 All right, Mr. Almost got on the board. Okay. Oh, okay. So, if you remember right, last spring we got rid of a paraposition. Okay. This year we have combined the 2 fourth grades for next year into one classroom. Really pretty good class.
2 fourth grades in one classroom.
They both had 14 kids in them, and very low numbers of kids who are in trouble and disruptive. And so we're going to go with one teacher and 28 kids. But I tried to hire another teacher. I just could not find anybody. I couldn't find anybody that was qualified or that I thought would fit in. So what we'd like to do is we'll go with one teacher, but we'd like to put a full-time para in that room so that they have some extra help and they can work with a couple of the kids that are a little bit slower and need some extra time.
You see, what I got from this is that you were combining the second, third, and fourth
grade. I know. I thought about that when I put the 2-4.
Oh, okay.
I meant
that's
two
not
fourth
true.
Graders, sorry.
I was
yeah.
like, oh, crap.
Yeah. No, we're combining the 2 fourth grades from this year. So
okay.
I should have wrote 2 as a TWO, but I didn't.
I think that ought to be interesting.
Yeah.
So, and then the second grade will be in their own space. And the
second grade, yep. In second grade, there'll be one second grade. There's right now 23 kids or 24 kids in the second grade room. And then there's one kindergarten, and that'll be a first come, first serve for the first 25 or 26 kids. So.
Now how many?
25, preferably 25 if we had two come the same day and we had 26.
In third?
We,
okay.
in the kinders.
Okay.
And then that both of those rooms will also have a full-time para in them.
Okay.
So we've already got that taken care of.
All right.
But we got rid of that one para position, and so really, I'm asking you to, so I just want to add it back, basically, is what
right.
I want to do.
Okay.
So.
I'm good with that. Anybody else? Anything?
I'd like to make a motion to approve the posting of the paraprofessional position.
Second.
Aye.
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 Also, so if anybody knows anybody, you might want to let them know. We have it on, I had Mr. Rodriguez put it on Facebook and I think on the website also.
What positions do we have open?
The para.
Para. And just we also have the nurse.
Oh, the
still
nurse.
Looking for
she's
a nurse.
Still looking for it?
Yeah,
we're on the nurse. Okay.
$50,000 full benefits.
50?
As well, it says 45 to 50. So obviously, if the state's going to give us $50,000 to pay them, we're going to pay them 50.
And that's for the nurse. Is a full time?
That's full time, and then they also get that benefit where they can go back and get college credits paid for by
right.
them also.
Okay.
So if you guys know anybody, it would be really great. We've had it posted now for.
So we're looking for a nurse, a teacher, and a para.
We're looking for, well, right now we're looking for a nurse and we're looking for a full-time para. The teacher, we already had hired Chris, I'm going to say her name wrong. I'm just going to say Chris G last time we hired. It's like
yeah.
G-U-I-N-A-N-E. I don't know if it's Gunani. Anyway, that's what it looks like to me, but I'm usually wrong. We had hired Chris to be the special ed director and work at the last meeting, I believe it was.
Yes.
Okay.
For a para, what do they require?
A para?
Yeah.
Well, they'll have to get a fingerprint card, and other than that, really just somebody who's got some patience and wants to work with kids.
And willing to learn.
Do they need a college degree?
They do not, but if they have even an AA, that's great. But they don't have to have one. They can have a high school diploma.
Okay.
And, the minimum wage is going up to $13.80 the way it sounds, so it's gonna change our pay period. So, all right.
Okay, item E, presentation, discussion, and possible vote to set meal prices for the next school years for adults, $4.75 for lunch and $3 for breakfast, as well as a student for $3.50 for lunch and $2.25 for breakfast.
And did we vote on the last agenda item?
No.
Yeah, we did on D.
That was the
D.
The paraprofessional.
And two to fourth grade classes stuff.
Right.
And you
okay.
voted yes.
Yes. Yeah,
okay,
you
okay.
voted because I have three votes.
Right, cool.
Okay.
Good job.
These prices came from the state when they came and met with us and they did our review this year. They told us we were not charging enough for adults, and then we were going to need to raise our student prices. So I believe our student prices went up 25 cents in each of them. The adults went up a good chunk more than that.
Now, I saw that Sierra Vista, you know, the surrounding schools have also gone up on theirs, apparently. But we have like 97% of our kids are on the lunch program.
Reimbursed, right. So what that basically means is what we charge is what we'll get reimbursed.
Right. Yeah, so nobody's getting hurt by it, really.
Right.
Except the teachers.
Okay. Yeah, except the adults.
And people like me.
Yeah, yeah. And Mr. Almost, you know, the 5% that pay for it.
But you still can't...
We were told, she gave us really absolutely no choice. We had certain things we had to do to qualify for the National Lunch Program, and one of them was we had to raise the prices. The adult price had to be raised immediately, which didn't matter because the year was almost over, and then for next year, the students. So then we just did everything at one time.
Okay. No choices there.
Not a lot, no.
You want to make a motion?
I'd like to make a motion to approve the... To approve the meal prices for the next school year to go up, I guess.
I'll second.
Aye.
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 Okay. You want to tackle his name or you want me to?
Balasabas, right?
Balasaba.
There you go.
Yay.
Well, now you can do it that way.
Balasaba. I worked on it.
Okay. Item F, presentation, discussion, and possible vote on approving the hiring of Ronnie Balasabas as middle school social studies teacher.
We had a few applicants. He was the most experienced. He had experience at middle school. He also was someone who taught with Susan. And so Susan came and talked to me about him also. So when we got a chance to interview him, I felt like it was almost kind of weird because it was like I was asking questions and he was answering questions the way I would have answered them.
Really?
So I felt like what you do with different things and how you handle class and how do you handle current events and what do you do with it. And he was basically just telling me what I would have, you know, what I would have said if I were on the opposite end. So I really felt like, you know, he really knows, he understands how to reach kids. He knows how he uses music with his, he plays the guitar and organ. I just felt like he had a lot of flexibility with the things that he would be able to do. Losing Mr. Page, who worked with the kids in guitar,
he was
I thought, you know, having him come in with, you know, organ and piano ability and the guitar ability would be a benefit. But I also liked just the way that he talked about, you know, helping kids understand what's going on helping them talk through things, read, but not just read a paragraph and answer two questions and read a paragraph and answer two questions and read, you know,
communicating with them, yeah,
you know, lecturing, telling stories, you know, showing them different things. And so I just felt like by far he was good. He was somebody that I felt and I understand bringing somebody halfway across the world is a bit of a challenge, but we have the three options we had for social studies. We did have somebody local. She called me back and bowed out. Did not want to be part of the decision. She had some things going on personally and just wasn't ready to take a different position. Then was Ronnie and another gentleman, both from the Philippines.
So was he a middle school teacher in our vicinity?
Or no, he's
coming from the other country.
He's in the Philippines right now.
Just
had his interview today with his sponsor.
So you haven't really seen him. You had a telephonic
call. Well, we did it Zoom.
Right.
We Zoomed with him, so we got a chance to him and stuff. Very clean-cut guy, you know, mid-40s, I guess, would be somewhere.
And he's willing to make this commitment.
Oh, yes. And his wife and daughter are going to stay back in the Philippines.
Yeah. So he has the energy for the middle school.
Yeah, he does.
Okay.
That's what I kind of like, you know, I want to do things and get them involved and hands-on. And so when we're talking about all that, it's like that's what our kids need.
Yeah.
The people that have come before from the Philippines are really hard workers, you mm-hmm. know.
They are. They've done a good job. So I guess I felt like, you know, after I spoke with Miss Susan and she was able to tell me more about him, they felt pretty confident. And then when I interviewed him, I felt really good about it. So.
Yeah.
I think he'll be a very good addition. He's going to, if everything works right with the timeline, it's going to be very close to him getting here for the start of school.
Well, and if he's coming live from another country, though, do you think that it will help him using approved standards?
He'll just teach right to the
curriculum.
Standards. He'll teach to the standards.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, we won't have a problem with me having to, you know, have Officer Zavala supplement and teach the civics lessons mm-hmm. or anything like that.
Okay.
Ronnie will just.
I didn't know if he like.
He's already actually. He already has all of our standards. He's already started looking and putting things together. Mm-hmm. So he's really excited.
Great.
So I think he'll do a great job.
Okay. I'm good.
I would like to make a motion to approve the hiring of Ronnie Balasavas. Balasavas.
I'll second.
Aye.
Aye.
Mr. Ramos?
Aye.
All right. All right, so I've got my superintendent report for you, but I just want to check with you guys. June 30th, we have to have about a 10-minute meeting. Donna has to present the tentative.
June 30th.
So do you want to do that at like 5 o'clock at night, or is 7 o'clock or 7:15 or 7:10 or whatever in the morning? Usually we do it in the morning, and
Lisa
is on the phone driving to work.
June 30th.
We have to have it done so that we can have it sent to them, and then we have to approve the final budget before July 15th, so that we would then set July 12th, I think is that Tuesday, as our next regular meeting. But we'll do that after I'm done with my report. I just wanted to know, do you want a morning or evening? Is 7 o'clock in the morning all right? And we can talk to Brisa. She's throwing her hair up and drinking coffee on the way to work, or
do
you have to be to work
seven.
At 7?
Yeah, I can do 7.
7?
Yeah.
Mr. Almost, 7 all right?
Hola.
Do we lose him?
I know, it's awful quiet in the car.
No, he puts it on mute. Mr. Almost?
Oh, sorry.
Oh.
I said, yeah, that would work. Instead of, that's kind of pushing it for me. I'll be getting there, like, right on time, or maybe just a little late, a couple minutes late.
Do you want to do 7:30?
7:30 would be best. 7:30?
Okay.
Okay. 7:30 it is on the 30th.
7:30 on the 30th.
All right, and we'll come back to that after my report. All right. So
and
I really
Tim, I was going to tell you, before we get in, next time make sure you put on here the superintendent's report.
Oh, did I forget that?
Yeah.
Oh, I did. Well,
so I'm just saying, I'm just adjusting it. So we could.
Do you have any questions? What's on my report?
No, but I'm just saying, technically, you should have it on there.
Yes.
I'm not
digging. Should. I took it off that one month, and I forgot to put it back on. All right. Just, we already talked about one thing with Donna's report, and that's that aggregate cap limit. And we are spending a lot more in May and June this year than we have, and we probably will in the future unless the aggregate cap doesn't go away. And so that's why we're doing it. We have been asked by a teacher who is leaving the district to distribute her remaining sick leave to certain specific other teachers. I did talk with the attorney about this. I didn't think it was a good idea. The attorney said my gut feeling was right. She said if we chose to allow that, then any member in the future can choose to give days to whoever they want, and it would be basically then why would you even have sick leave and all that. So I'm just telling you, if any of you feel you would like to have that put as an action item, or I can do that in the future. I just think it would be a very dangerous thing to do, to allow somebody to pick one or two people to get their sick leave.
And not other people.
Yeah.
So, Tim, the attorney, though, she kind of advised against it, though.
Right. She said we have a that would set a bad precedent
right in
moving forward. So, say you have somebody with 200 sick days and they can only get paid for 30 of them, then they have 170 sick days to give away.
Yeah.
So, if I give Brisa 150 sick days, Brisa really wouldn't have to work. You know what I mean?
And then I'd be mad.
If she could figure out a way to say she had a bad back and couldn't walk, she could, you know, get a doctor to sign off on it.
She'd be home drinking margarita.
I know.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's why. And so I put it out there just so you guys know, if any of you would like me to do that, I can put that on an action item. I'm against it, and the attorney recommended not to, but, you know.
I don't want to ask for trouble personally.
All right.
I didn't think that was a good idea.
All right. Schools, again, I told you guys we're going to be on June 30th, that day we meet at 7:30, then at 9 o'clock, I think it is, we get to meet with the state ESSER team and discuss our ESSER plan and what we decided to spend our money on and why.
Yay.
So, yeah, we're one of the lucky few in the state. The good news I found out or was told this weekend is you're probably lucky you're getting reviewed first, because that means you probably won't be in the second review when they get maybe more nitpicky. So that's good.
Yeah.
Summer school is over. It went pretty well. I think next year we'll probably look at trying to incorporate kindergartners. I think this year we had 40 kids. I really would have liked to have had about 60.
How many showed up, though?
40.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And that's not counting the middle school kids. That's just the elementary.
And do you think they were learning stuff?
Oh, yeah. We actually divided it up where we had we divided it up like it was a middle school setting. We had a PE class. We had an art class. You should have seen some of the paintings those kids did. They
really?
Were amazing. They were doing flamingos standing on one leg pink, and they really looked like flamingos.
Wow.
I mean, they didn't look like cardinals or anything else, you know. and then we had PE and art. We had science, and Miss Tejas was doing science, and she did a whole bunch of hands-on STEM. The last day, she made ice cream in the kitchen. In the cafeteria, they made homemade ice cream that, you know, stir it up and shake it and all that. And then University of Arizona came 3 different days up here to help us with summer school stuff. And then we had phonics. We had divided 3 ways. Kids that were in special ed got to go to special ed and work on some individual things. Kids that were in ELL did ELL. And the kids that weren't in ELL or special ed got to work on phonics. So we had that broken down as 1 hour. And then we had reading. So they all worked on reading at their level for an hour. So we had reading, that group of three, science, art. I think that was it. Oh, and math.
Yeah,
so we had that way, and they got about 40 to 45 minutes of each class.
Hmm.
So each day they worked on different skills with each one. I thought it went really well. The kids really liked being able to do different things instead of just coming, sitting in one classroom. They got to alternate to the different teachers. The teachers got to work with different age students.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was interesting.
Good for them too.
There was quite a bit of nerves and not sure how it was going to go. I think more by the teachers than the kids. And we had some pretty positive reactions afterwards, and the kids really liked it. So I think it worked out well. I'm glad it did, because it was something different. I would have, like I said, I would have liked to have had 60 or so lower elementary, you know, K through fives, but we went 1 through 5 and we had 40. So next year we'll look at expanding it.
Okay.
And we'll be at full day kindergarten, so I think that'll help as well. Accounting and reporting system. We found some different issues, mainly with, I don't even know how to explain it, but our fixed assets, bless you.
Thank you.
Our fixed assets have not been diminishing in value or depreciating. And so now they just figured it out, our auditors just figured it out. And it's been the same auditors for 3 years. So it's like, okay, so how in the world did you not figure it out at least the second year you did it?
Yeah.
You know, or, you know, but anyway. So Kristen, who's usually working on all the grants and things and all that, she's been going in and working on trying to get the fixed assets changed over and done. They kind of told us what we have to do, and so she's fixing all that, and I think there were on one of the errors there were 300 and I want to say like 370, and then the other one there were close to 400 things, and some of them are things we haven't had for, you know, a long time. Some of them just don't have the depreciation figured in. So anyway, and then there were some we had claimed as assets, and they said that they weren't, what was it, the value wasn't high enough or something, so we shouldn't be claiming them. So anyway, we're getting all that cleaned up, but it was something that should have been caught 3 years ago.
See, that's the thing with
these.
We pay so much money for that,
yep.
And I thought that they did a kind of an overall audit, but it's a random audit.
When it opens up, we're going to
go somewhere else.
Find a different auditor.
Yeah.
So, all right. So that's everything. Any questions on my report that I forgot to put on the agenda?
No.
Oh, okay. So the electric bus. Oh, yeah. That's right. There's one more thing. The COPS grant and the electric bus. The electric bus, I would say we're closer to a no on the electric bus than we are a yes now. Because as we get more information on the electric bus program, and when we first got the information, basically all the information came out that they'll put the electric stand in for you, which is true. They will give you $20,000 to put the electric stand in. APS will put that station, charging station in. That's correct. But they will only give you X number of dollars for a bus. So if you want a 70-passenger bus, they'll give you more money. We don't need a 70-passenger bus. I mean, because we could only use it for routes. It only has a radius of 100 miles. Uh-huh. So, I mean, we can't really use it unless we take a sports team to Bisbee or maybe Palominas, and that would be it. And so we looked at the 30 to 40 passengers. Well, they're a smaller bus, which means they're a smaller amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, I mean, school buses are expensive. An electric school bus can run as high as $350,000 to
$375,000. Don't we need, like, a car?
Yes. Oh, yeah. That's something else we're working on.
But also electric buses are kind of a new technology, so don't you think they're going to really advance in
They will, and they've been working on it for quite a while. I mean, down here, I don't think you're going to have...
I didn't even know they had electric buses.
I didn't either.
Yeah, they've been working on them. See, they worked on them, and were trying to sell them up north. When I was up there, you know, I mean, I know it seems like it was a long
time ago. Do you know of any
ago,
schools that have an electric bus?
There are some in Arizona that have them, but they got on the front burner, and they got in where it's like you got a pilot program, so you get to use it free for a year.
Oh, okay.
Everything's granted right now. So a lot of the money it would cost is granted, and then you would have the option with the bus that you have. You can sell it, you could trade it in, or you could donate it to somebody. But you'd have to do something with one of your buses. So we thought if we could get, a 40-passenger electric bus, we could run our routes all the time with the electric bus.
Mm-hmm. No pay.
And then, okay, now we're cut off a lot of our fuel costs down, and then we could just run our bigger buses for the activities, you know. But when we found out, as Kristen got deeper and deeper into all of the trainings and things, that we would need to take a 70-passenger bus, which just doesn't make a lot of sense for us to have one that big and then not really need it. So.
Well, yeah, because if we don't need it, so why would
right.
we?
Right. So right now I would say the electric bus grant is on low heat on the back burner right now.
Slow
I mean,
burn, huh?
You know, and then the COPS grant we're working on, she's got almost everything in there. We've got, I think, four or five different bids on camera systems, intercoms, and the phone system. And then the other thing that we are looking into, if we can get that grant, is to have a one-button lock for the front door and for the cafeteria door. And if we saw anything that, you know, looked out of the ordinary, you hit one button, those two doors lock, all the rest are already locked. So as long as people do what we ask them to do, keep their door locked, and they don't leave the side entries open to come off the street, and they, you know, each morning, you can come in the gate if you want, but make sure you lock it behind you. If they do that, then, you know, I think we're okay. But we have looked at and ordered those brackets for safety, and so that'll slow somebody down. And I guess any time you have a situation, what you're looking at is to buy yourself 3 to 5 minutes.
Well, it's even a door like these doors on this one here, this has locked. If you can't lock that door, you can take a folding chair and put the leg down inside of that, against that door, and you won't be able to get in it.
Well, and what we have, I don't know if I ever showed you guys this, but what we bought are these magnets that go right over the lock. So you leave the door locked, you put it right over the locks, and you pull it shut, and you can set it so it sticks out just enough, so that if somebody comes on the intercom, you just pull it out, the door automatically is locked. Wow. You don't have to open it to pull it out or anything.
That's good.
So we bought all those for all the doors this past year. That was part of our, we added that to our safety plan. And we had those in, I can't remember if it's Minnesota or South Dakota, but they had a little handle, like it came out an extra half an inch. So it was easy to grab. That one you got to really set out so you can get to it. So, but we looked for the handle one and we could not find it. So we got these. These were the best ones we could find. And I think they were ended up being about a buck and a half or $2 each, which that's not really bad at all. We got enough extra so that if, you know, any of them get wore out, that we've got some in the office. So,
cool. Great.
When we're done, I know Donna wants to have you guys sign some stuff. I also would like to show you guys a few things around the building that we've got so far so you can kind of see some changes that we've made. But we'll get all the papers signed. So
I wanted to ask you one more thing before we close on the superintendent's report. And I just like a bug I want to put in your ear. You know, we used to always participate in Chalk Talk in the newspaper. And I know that it's always been kind of an inconvenience for people. But see, we're the only school in the district that isn't represented in the newspaper as far as Chalk Talk.
Been until this year, I noticed.
Right,
and that was one of the options that they wanted put in so that they could qualify for their bonus. So that alphabet thing that I told you, that B, C, S, F, whatever, one of the things was the Chalk Talk, and they could sign up for as many months as they wanted or if they had something going in their classroom.
Well, the reason I know they have a lot to do.
I think we only had a few.
Well, I was just going to say, if we could maybe put that out for them, if maybe they would alternate it. What do you think about it? Do you have any? Do you care about that at all?
Sorry. No, I mean it's off. I think it's great because it just gives us the opportunity. And yes, it gives
us. We might be a part of the district, you know.
Yeah.
I was thinking if maybe they could trade off. It wouldn't be just your job this month. Or maybe they could sign up, well, I'm going to do it this time, and you do it that time, and maybe they would switch off, or it's not just one person's responsibility.
Well, that was our goal last year, Don, when we did that, and we said, okay, so when you're going to do something fun and exciting in your classroom, then sign up for that month.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, the problem is that when they were doing it before, well, we worked on math and did reading, and we did the alphabet letters A and Z, and then we did, you know, and that was what was put in the paper, and it's like, well, why not talk about when you do an experiment or you know, you have an activity in your room or, you know, I mean, do sign up for it when you're going to do something fun so it's a little more out of the ordinary.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you know your month is, you know, September, October, well, then do an activity for October or, you know, I mean, do a Day of the Dead activity in October, November time frame or whatever it is. But, I mean, there's a lot of things you can do, but try to find something that's out of the ordinary. Don't just say, well, we worked on our multiplication this week, and we, you know, I mean, because that's what we were getting a lot of times in the paper when they were writing. It was just that, and it's like, well,
yeah, I didn't.
You know, you want
to. It's kind of a special thing, but as long as you guys are thinking about it, I think that's great. You know,
so that was part of what they asked for. They wanted it as part of their bonus because that was something they were all doing.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Well, thank you.
So, and Miss Elias takes the list, and that's who they sign up with, and then she sends it into the paper when we get somebody. And I know we had a few early on, but I don't think we had many.
I haven't seen any
after Christmas.
In a while.
I don't think we had any.
Okay. So. Well, thanks, Tim. Or Mr. Macklin.
You bet. Any other questions?
Not me.
Okay. July 12th, then, would be the next regular meeting. That's a Tuesday, 5:15.
July 12th, okay.
When?
5:15, July 12th.
Regular, and then our special meeting, June 30th at 7:30.
Right. And the 12th, we kind of have, that's about the latest we can do it because the final budget has to be to the state by the 15th. And we may not even have the numbers from the state legislature by then.
Ooh.
So it could be like last year where we did it and it was a
skin of our teeth.
You know, best guesstimate, sent it in, and then we had to do an adjustment. I think it was in September.
September.
Okay.
That's by statute also. So they better get moving.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so I would like to go ahead and adjourn the meeting at 6:31.
6:31?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking at my...
6:26.
6:26.
Aye. Our second.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
6:20.
All right.
Yay.
All right.
Now you can proceed, Mr. Olmos.
Thank you, Mr. Olmos.
Thank you.
Okay.